watching FloridaLE.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. We're at Surfaces, first day of the show, and I'm in the I for F space with John Reitfeldt, the CEO. John, how you doing?
I'm very well, Kemp. And you as well today.
I am great. Let me tell you, it's always good to be with you. I love my Belgian friends. And I know you've been traveling the world. It's good to see you back over here in the States. I'm excited to tell our viewers what you're doing here now. Let's talk, though, first. This is the third year where the economists have said we're going to see an uptick in the second half. What's your take on that?
Yeah, no, I hope it will be true this year then. I think there are too many uncertainties to say that that will happen. I also don't see it negative, right? So I've talked with many manufacturers, with retailers. I think all of them more or less budget a flat sales compared with last year. And hope, of course, that it will be better. So we have to see. But people need to focus on what you can influence. And you can influence, of course, the way how your company operates, technologies you bring to market, how you keep the products attractive. And this is where the focus need to be.
Yeah. Most people know I4F is a technology company, intellectual property company. And I mean, you got your start in the flooring business with Tarkett on the international side. And you decided you're kind of the newest IP company to get in this space. And you too have a click system, but you have a lot more than that. You actually have represented that whole Hemen digital printing system. And I understand there's been 8 of those sold, right?
Right. We saw a couple of years ago kind of a passive trend towards designs need to become more articulate, more interesting. So we were orientating on the market and we saw Hemen as a partner to do that and to see how we can transition the flooring industry to digitally printed products, which gives, of course, a lot of advantages in terms of what you can print, what you can make. And for sure, on the commercial sector, this also is an enormous opportunity, but also makes it more cash light, because ultimately, when people do it correct, they don't need inventory. They can really make what the customer demands.
Right.
And that has been, as far as we can say, pretty successful. There are several lines installed, up and running, or close to being up and running, but also a long lead list with people considering to start this technology. And you spoke about Tarkett. That is, of course, the last one who has been installing a line. So I think they are pretty much ready to start producing or at least sampling. So we're proud of that.
All right. You have many other things to talk about. I know Sarah Grout is one that you're talking about a lot right now. Some new press releases about that recently. Tell us about Sarah Grout.
Yeah, Sarah Grout mimics the ceramics. And of course, we represent all kinds of technologies for different product segments. But in the SPC area, is there, of course, a big opportunity to replace ceramics. Becomes very expensive with installation and whatnot. Grouts get dirty. You know, it's a big construction to do a ceramic floor. So we have this technology which kind of you don't see the difference between real ceramics and the SPC panel on the floor. We use a kind of an additional layer which is then profiled away in the profiling process, and that makes it look like it's real ceramics. And that has been a big hit so far. Several customers have taken it up, so we hope to continue that.
I think we've talked about this before, but just to bring it up again, your old herringbone system where the click system works either way, right?
Yeah. We were creative with the name. We have those days because herringbone, you could write as herring B1. So we did as a brand name. So indeed, you only need one kind of panel to make a herringbone structure. And that is, of course, an enormous advantage because in the factory, the profiling, they need to change tools, you know, for A and B panels. They need then to store it in a different way, normally with a different color of backing layer. It gets to the store. It's very confusing also for do-it-yourself. How many A and how many B do we need? And then there's less waste because if you have A and B, you have much more waste than you have A because it's only one kind of profile. So it has big advantages and pickup has been massive so far. So we believe that this will be really becoming a standard.
We should mention that your drop lock system is one of the fastest to install, right?
Yeah, that's a fact. We have done comparable tests, but I can assure you it's Las Vegas, right? So
yeah.
We put a little bet that it is at least 20 to 30% faster than other systems. Yeah.
And that's doing well, right?
It's doing well. Yeah, it's doing well. It's, of course, our core technology, but I think we also have developed ourselves into becoming a real platform technologies where industry or other inventors can work with us and we bring them in contact with the end market, manufacturers and retailers. And that has worked well. We actually are a shop with new stuff and we try to make the flooring attractive.
So we've missed one, I think. Tell me what that is.
Yeah, Aqua Protect, because, of course, the laminate also needs support in development of the product. And one of the elements is to make it more water resistant. But instead of changing the whole structure of the HDF board to make it more expensive, we say, yeah, if you have hour locking, you only need to treat, you know, the sides, the profile.
Right.
And so Aqua Protect does that. It's a technology we're rolling out. And also there, the take up is pretty promising. There's maybe one other technology we have to add to kind of our new this ceramic click. Of course, a rescue for the ceramic industry is to make it easier to install. And we have worked for a very long time on finding the right combination of the core board, what kind of thickness and what kind of tile, the glue, the way how you make the grout. And after, I would say, almost 24 months of testing, we have an optimum result. And we will get manufacturers bringing that to the market as well.
I think I got a press release yesterday about, it's a technology that's not brand new, but it's a sound deadening technology that you're getting from CFL that you're going to also represent, right?
Yeah, that's correct. They have a technology also for the SPC. It's actually an additional PP layer. And we had manufacturers coming to us that they would be interested to have such a technology on their boards because noise is always an item for each floor. So we discussed that with CFL because they have that technology and it's working well and it's perceived very well. And they were okay to share it with other industrial parties. And so we represent that. And we announced that yesterday. Yeah.
I know it's first day of the show. How's the traffic been? I mean, I know you come over here from Belgium and there's a lot of people that want to see you. So you've been busy, right?
We have been busy. We're always happy to be here because, you know, the U.S. is our core market.
Yeah.
So even being in Belgium, the U.S. is our core market. So we always have been very committed with the shows and everything else. But we are happy so far. I think the show has become bigger. I think there's a positive vibe. We meet everyone. We can meet also those people in another way. But now in a very short period of time, 2.5 days, and we meet everyone. So we are happy.
Well, we've gotten the presidential election behind us and everybody knows what's ahead of us, right?
So is it. People like clearness. So
yeah, that's right.
That is the case.
That's right. All right, John, it's great to talk to you again. Been talking to John Reitfeldt, the CEO with I4F, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaLE.net.